Hello everyone, welcome to the Shir in Mishnayos. We're holding in Bava Basra, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet. Mishah hayakosel samach lekosel chaveru. A person who had a wall close to the wall of his friend. They receive from the Rav that it's built as an L shape or a Dalet or however you describe it, meaning perpendicular to one wall with another wall. Lo yismoch lekosel acher. He cannot bring close to it and build close to it another wall to box it in, make like a ches. Eliim kein hirchig meno arba amos. It has to be that new wall is distant from the wall that's across from it for amos. We'll see why that is in the Rav. Chalonos and windows that someone would be building, milamalan, umilamatan, umikinegdan, whether above it, above them, above walls, whether below walls or opposite a wall, arba amos. That's to be 4 amos away from someone else's wall. So let's see what's going on in the Rav. Miyashahai kosel samach lekosel chaveru. Someone had a wall that is close to his friend's wall. Kamin gam, like a gam. A gam is the Greek letter gamma, which is shaped like a Hebrew dalid, the two perpendicular lines that are touching in the corner. Ubo lasos kosel sheni keneged kosel chaveru. Right? And he wants to make a second wall opposite the wall of his friend. It seems that his wall, the person building here, was the one, let's say if it would be a dalid, the top line. His friend had the line would be on the side, that wall. And now his friend wants to build one, or he wants to build one, I should say, opposite that one, and box it in like a ches. Ad shiyase ha-shlosha kaselin kamin beis. So you have 3 walls like a beis, same idea of a ches, three walls, with one side open. Hari chaveru ma'akev alav, the friend can stop him, ad shiyarchik mikenegdo arba amos. Until he distances that wall opposite it 4 amos away. Kedei shiya ha-mokom bein shnei ha-poslim yochav. In order that the space between the 2 walls should be wide, the yuchul dush barabim, and the public going through should be able to walk into that space and step on the ground there. Shadrisa saregel bekarka samach lekosel, because the trampling on the ground, close to a wall, mechazekis yisodos hakoslim, strengthens the foundations of that wall, umamido sam, will make it last. The person actually wants people walking here to his wall, so you need to leave a large enough gap in that area so people will do so. This is specifically about the wall of a garden or the wall of a courtyard in a new city. That general public, a lot of people haven't walked over there yet. So the ground around there has not been strengthened all that it needs to be through people walking there. If we're talking about the wall of a courtyard in an old city, then a person can build that new wall very close to the old wall and doesn't need to distance it at all. Also, if in the friend's wall itself did not measure 4 amos, oyos or more, in utzarich laharchik, one also does not have to distance the new wall. A wall that itself is less than 4 amos wide, across, does not need strengthening. Apparently, a wall itself that is a certain distance high or distance across, really could also mean height over here, but a larger wall in one dimension or another needs more strengthening. So a larger object needs to be more set in the ground, therefore people walking around it is necessary. But a smaller wall doesn't need such strengthening. Yeah. Okay. Continues the Rav, v'chalonos milamalan umilamatan umikinegdan arba amos. We're talking about windows that are above, below, and across. You need 4 amos. So the Rav describes the whole case here. Haisilo chalon lamala. If a person had a window above, a high up window, the coastal, in his wall. He has a wall, and there's a window in it, obviously looking into his house, or into his court, into his yard. Ubona chaveiro coastal kinegra chalon milamat. And then the friend built a wall opposite that window, below. Okay. Im nishar mirosh kosel shebono ala chalon pachos marba amos begova. If his wall, right, seeing the wall that was built, the new wall apparently is not necessarily as high as the first wall. You got one wall, let's say, is 10 feet tall, and there's a window near the top, and this new wall is 4 feet, whatever it will be. So if there isn't left over from the top of this shorter wall until that window 4 amos. Yeah, it's short, a smaller amount of gap than that. The other one can force him to lower that wall. Because the way it is now, he could stand on that wall and look in through the window. So he can force him to lower the wall so he won't be able to stand on it in any way that he would look into the window. milamatan. What's the case milamatan? Haisach alon lamata the kosa. What if the original window is on a low part of the wall? Kofes chaver lahagbia kosa. He could force his friend to raise his new wall. Shebana connected that he built opposite the window. The gova arba amos mina chalon. Right? He can force it to raise it four amos above where the window is opposite it. Again, then he won't be able to look into it. Either way, this will make it that the angle makes it impossible to stand on the wall, look over the wall into the window. That's a different din. That is that you have to distance the new wall away, not talking about height now, distance lengthwise away from the window four amos, in order that he won't darken the person's light. Of course, it makes a window not only for seeing outward, but for letting light in. And so if there would be a wall within four amos from that, it would block the light. Okay? Says Mishnah, hey. One is to distance a ladder from a dove coat, or probably a person keeps doves there, you know, it's a bird's nest, a bird, what do you call it? I used to build them as kids. Yeah, basically you keep birds. A birdhouse, there you go. Arba amos. You have to distance the ladder four amos away. In order that a nemia won't jump in there. Nemia seems some sort of animal or insect that would attack doves. So if you have a ladder too close to the dove coat, one of these bugs get in there and hurt the doves. And you have to distance a new wall from a mazchela, which is essentially a gutter where rainwater would flow. You have to distance the wall four amos from that. Kadeshi is okay if it's a sulan, or that a person may be able to stand up a ladder there to attend to the gutter. You have to distance a dove coat from the city 50 amos. We'll see if for some reason doves would be bad for the city. A person can't even make a dove coat in his own property unless he has in his own property 50 amos to every direction. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Beis Arbas Koren. Rabbi Yehuda says a space of four kor, Melo Sheger Ayona, which is the amount of the flight of at one time of a dove. It's actually quite a large amount of distance in that measurement, much more than the previous shita. Tanakama had said 50 amos. A base kor itself measures 75,000 square amos. Yeah, a kor is 30 saw. And it's the amount that we need to plant that. So they say it's 75,000 square amos. And he's saying base arbas korin, four of those. So there's a massive difference between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda. And then the mission finishes with v'im lekocho, if a person bought a space of land that had a dove coat in it already, a filo base rova, even if it only measured that area, a rova kav, which is much smaller than any of these shirim, because a rova kav is roughly 10 and a fifth amos by 10 and a fifth amos, so much smaller than 50 amos of the Tanakhama, obviously much smaller than the 75,000 times 4 square amos Rebbe Yehuda. It has its chazaka, meaning to say it's understood there must be some reason that it was okay with the neighbors that it's there, and he can assume it's okay the way it is. Says the Rav over here, Marchikin Asasulim, you have to distance the ladder. Mishiyish to Shovach Shilyonim, someone who has a birdhouse of doves, the Chatzeru in his Chatzer, Samach Kosel, close to a wall, Shemain Shnei Chatzeres, that is between two courtyards. Now the friend now wants to put a ladder, leave a ladder there by the wall. You have to distance that ladder from the dovecote for amos. It could be back in the day there weren't ladders like ours that are portable. You probably had to build into the wall some sort of apparatus for climbing. That'd probably be it. So you can't have that near the shovach. That refers to a small animal. It's going to hop from the ladder into the dovecote and kill the doves. Then we said, that's a large pipe that is positioned along the length of a wall. And the rainwater flows into it. If one's wall goes along the face of the chatzar of his friend, and it has this gutter on top of it, if you want to build a wall on the side of it, you have to distance it arba amos. Four amos, kadeshi is okay if sham sumor, to stand up a ladder there. La'alos, to go up, ulusake and maschelosso, and to repair the gutter. Lanakosa, to clean it, may offer from dirt, umitzraros, and from pebbles, anoflim ba, that fall into it, umaakrenes kilochamayim, and then hold back the flow of the water. Okay, then we said, marchikim as a shovach mini ear, you have to distance the shovach from a city, shehayonim mafsidim zeironi aginos. Doves will cause a loss to the seeds that are in the gardens. That's why you have to keep them away from the city. And even you can't build a dovecote in your own property, elim ken yeshlo chamishim, unless he has 50 amo, so that a dove shouldn't mess up anything in the neighboring field. And then Rabbi Yehuda came along to base arbas korin, base kor l'kol ruach. That means a base kor in every direction. So the Rav corrects a little what I thought. The Mishnah sounds like arba korin in every direction. It means a total of four, meaning one in every direction. Yeah. And what's that? A kor shloshim saim. A kor is 30 saws. Again, it's still much larger space. It's space for 75,000 square amas. Yeah. Now, to each ruach, if you divide that up, that would be 274 amas. So 50 amas according to Tanakhama, 274 in each direction, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So more than five times this year. Yeah. Ben alachi Rabbi Yehuda. Alach is not like that. His measurement is lo sheger hayonim, the fill of the flight of the doves, merutzas prichoson. Yeah, that means one flight that they could fly away, but pam achas in one time. In lokocho, if he bought it, kamos shehua, as it was in makarko, with the land, afilo ein lokos vivos, alabes rova akav. Even if the whole surrounding area is only rova akav, so that's quite tiny. That means it's 11 and a fifth amas in each direction. In the whole area. So you have the dovecote in the middle. There's barely a little over five amas in every direction. Yeah. So like that, Hariyu b'chazka, so it is in its chazaka, shari huchzak bo harisha mekach. The first one has a chazaka, that's how it was. So the Gemara explains that, and that either he made some sort of deal with the neighbors that they don't mind, or they were mochel. Yeah, there's no, you can assume it's okay in that case. This Mishnah Vav, nipo hanimsa v'such hanishim ama. Nipo means a dove. Yeah, it means a young dove, let's say, that was found within the 50 amos of a dove coat. Harihu shel ba'al shovach. You can assume it belongs to the owner of that dove coat. If it's outside the 50, arihu shel moso. It belongs to the one that found it. And the Mishnah here mentions 50 amas. The previous Mishnah was machlokes about distancing a dovecote that was seemingly based on how far they can fly. That was what was behind the machlokes Tanakam Rabbi Yehuda. If you held it, can only fly 50 amas, so that's enough distance between the dovecote and the city. If you held it, flies more than that, that's why Rabbi Yehuda would say you need much more distance. So this Mishnah seems to take it on pashit like the Tanakam of the previous one. The 50 amas is how long they can fly. Thereby, if you find it within 50 amas of a dovecote, you should assume it belongs to that dovecote owner. And outside of that, the person who finds it can keep it, because it came from Hefker, didn't come from that dovecote. Harihu shel moso, it belongs to the one that found it. Nimsa vein shnei shovachos, if it is found between two dovecotes, karlo zeshalo, then if it's closer to this one, it belongs to him, and if it's closer to the other one, it belongs to that person. Maxal max, if it's found right in the middle, Shnei Yachoka, they would have to divide it. Over here, there's a famous Gemara that the Parshim Mishnah is in front of me anyway, don't bring, about an Amora who asked a question that what if you find the dove with 1 foot past the 50 Amma line and 1 foot within the line? And I think the Gemara says there he was thrown out of the base manager that question for a number of years. It's an interesting discussion of why that question isn't a good question, what's wrong with it exactly. But it's not an interesting thing if a person has a chance to see the Gemara over here on this Mishnah, to find out about that story. The Rav says here very little. He says, a nipol is a gozel. It means a bird. Hanimsa basur chamishim amo, that is found within 50 amos shel shovach of a dovecote. Bein shnei shovachos, that case was basur chamishim nishneim, within 50 of two of them, overlapping, right? It's in between the two of them, so you had to then measure what was closer, the one dovecote or the other. Thank you for listening, Mr. Shem. We'll continue.